And it's now 9:10 here on News Talk 630 WMAL on this 50th anniversary of D-Day 1944. It took place. I can remember exactly what I was doing on D-Day 1944.
Can you really? What were you doing when
I'd been out of the Army for 4 days.
Is that right?
That's right. 4 days. Medical discharge from a general hospital up in Pennsylvania, the Shawn General Hospital in Pennsylvania. And I more or less predicted D-Day because everybody was expecting, you know, when's it going to happen, when's it going to happen? And so a lot of us had been in the hospital for a long time with no active therapy of any kind. We were just there in the hospital.
Just lying around.
A bunch of guys from North African campaign, a bunch of guys from the Italian campaign. And we were all there. And so one day, they started calling off names. Come down to the colonel's office. Go down to the commanding officer's office. Went down there, and one by one, we were standing in a line out in the hall. I'll remember that. And as each guy would come out, he'd been handed his discharge, or told that he was being separated from the service. And so the only thing we could speculate was that they were cleaning out the hospitals to get ready for D-Day.
Wow.
And sure enough, it happened 4 days later.
Well, people say, too, that there was a feeling, for instance, in the various plants. Mm-hmm. They had to step up some
production,
certain things,
yeah.
And the trains were loaded. And,
yep. And then I went home, and I figured my father was going to get a little tired. He wasn't too thrilled about me just lying around the house. So I'd better get a job. And I remembered back in the days when I used to be in radio stations and as a musician. Now, I always noticed that the announcer always sat down. Now, that appealed to me a great deal. So I'd never been a radio announcer. I said, I think I'll be a radio announcer. So I went down to WSAV in Savannah. And in those days, you could get a job as a radio announcer if you were warm to the touch. I mean, everybody was in the Army, you know. So I said, sure, you could be a radio announcer. Come on in. When can you start? I said, this afternoon, if you want me to. So sure enough. And then on the day that D-Day occurred, June the 6th, I was working the morning shift. I was in there at 6 o'clock in the morning, and all, you know what, broke loose. And, of course, we just carried the network. Mm-hmm. Network was furnishing all the programming and so on, but it was quite a day.
How'd that first broadcast sound from Normandy?
A fellow by the name of George Hicks, who's no longer with us, was the ABC correspondent in Normandy, and uh-huh. He carried the majority of the load. And Martin Agronsky was in Washington. Was he in Washington? No, no, Martin was down in the South Pacific someplace. But anyway, a lot of people were on the air. Edward R. Murrow was on CBS, of course. William L. Shire. There were a lot of the big-time commentators and reporters were. And there was no television, of course. And the radio broadcasts were censored by the Army, by the military. And so you got. And somebody said the other day there were a total of, I think, 14 or 20 reporters at Normandy, where today there must be 5,000.
Yeah. Can I be so bold as to ask what your first job in radio paid?
Oh, you could be that bold. It was $17.50 a week. That's exactly what it paid. I remember it well. And then I decided I'd be a sports announcer. So I would do a sports cast every evening at about 6 o'clock, 5:30, 5:40, I think it
was. Did you get a raise?
No, I got 50 cents apiece for doing the sports thing. So,
well,
so which amounted to a raise, yes.
That's about what I make today.
But then there was wage controls in those days. And so the owner of the station couldn't give me a raise because it was frozen. Wages were frozen. So what we decided on was that I would sign for overtime, which I never worked. So I got it up to $25 a week.
Frank, that's illegal.
Well, he decided it was illegal, so he made me work the overtime.
I think he works here today. He's our boss.
So much for D-Day 1944.